Thank you for being with us again here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. We are discussing today humanity's burden and God's gift as we continue in our study in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we're in chapter 3, verse 9 through 15. Our key verse for this study today is from verse 13, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. Now, we can understand the blessing of eating and drinking, but to find satisfaction in toil, not always a blessing, at least in our estimation. And yet, our toil or work endeavors to accomplish something, and that is to provide means for us to be able to get groceries, etc., and to feed ourselves or sustain our households, our families, etc. Now, in the Garden of Eden, God just lavishly took care of those there, Adam and Eve, and they didn't have to toil. But after the fall of man, it became prescribed that they do so, and it was work. And so from that time period on, we have had to deal with things in this perspective of looking at things through the eyes of where we are at in covenant relationship with God, and that is the fact that we have to go out and we have to work. But yet God will provide ways for us to be able to have jobs, etc., or the opportunity to live. And yet, it's not going to just come to us. Following the poem after God's timing and the seasons of life, Solomon asked, "What does the worker gain from his toil?" Verse 9. A modern paraphrase of this question might look like this. My job seems boring and never-ending. What do I get out of it? You ever felt that way sometimes? The teacher answered his own question by pondering further the nature of the human burden. The first part of the burden that God has laid out on man, verse 10, is that people are to attempt to determine on a daily basis where we fit into his plan. And sometimes that's elusive to some of us. We go about our daily service at work, at a job, going through our family duties, and we sometimes lose hope considering what is the plan of God? Where is the joy or satisfaction thereof? And where do I fit in God's economy? Well, the Lord will reveal through his Holy Spirit guide. And in the midst of that, quote, waiting pattern we sometimes have in trying to understand the will of God, we just have to be patient, know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and he will give them wisdom. We don't want to walk ahead of God's marching orders. We want to be in the place God has for us, and we want to be about the purpose of God. But we many times need to learn that, hey, not always do I have to know the whole picture. Just as long as I have peace, that I'm on the course. If we follow the great rhythm of God's timing, described beautifully in the first 8 verses here, then we will find meaning in the labors of our life. We will discover, as a matter of fact, that his perfect plan is to make everything beautiful in its time. To make everything beautiful in its time. There's a place of beauty in your life. The second part of the burden God has put upon humanity is that he has set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet, they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. We can speculate. We can catch glimpses. But there are a lot of places in the scriptures and otherwise where we don't know what God was doing or how he was working in the background. We spend a lot of time, or at least some time, contemplating how our lives fit into God's eternal perspective. And this sets us apart from regular animals or fish or anything else. We do not live only by our own instincts. We are different from the ferrets and foxes because we attempt to understand through philosophy, theology, science, and ideology the full scope of life. This search only frustrates us, however, because in our finite minds and hearts, we constantly discover anew that the whole picture of life on planet Earth eludes us sometimes. Ask yourself this question, and I know sometimes I state this in almost every single lesson I teach, but it helps people to gain an understanding of things, and I want them to kind of step back from the lesson and to consider something and to meditate. And the question I have for you in this lesson is, how can I maintain my recognition How can I maintain my recognition that only God has all the answers to the complex questions of life, despite much that strikes me as meaningless and boring? What do you think? Do you have confidence in God? Do you have confidence for Him to reveal things to you when necessary? Or does life just go on and, you know, you lack satisfaction? Solomon explained his belief that even though humanity carries such a burden as it toils day in and day out, there is still much in life to enjoy. Apparently, one of his greatest yearnings, both for himself and for others, was that people might be happy and do good while they live. That's in verse 12. Be happy and do good while they live. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to enjoy life and see the beauty in it. He knows there's going to be struggles. He knows there's going to be trials. But he also knows that there's joy in the morning. He said a great source of contentment in his life, Solomon, was that he can be found in eating and drinking and performing satisfying work and performing it to God's honor. Verse 13. How can one find real contentment in the common activities of life? By believing that such daily activity, indeed, all of life itself, is a gift of God. All of life itself is a gift of God. The teacher must have recognized that we people can only believe that life is a gift of God when we humbly revere the Lord and place our confidence and faith in Him. We must realize the permanence of God's work and that nothing can be added to it and nothing can be taken from it. That's what verse 14 tells us. Nothing can be added to it, nothing can be taken from it. Closing out this line of thinking with a brief poem, Solomon then took a broader view of history as it affects people. In history, we can seek God's will further. In doing so, we begin to discover that history is more than just facts and events repeating themselves without meaning. Things do happen in certain patterns again and again. But with faith in God's sovereignty, we can learn from them in ways that will benefit our behavior today. We can glean nuggets of understanding that can help us to avoid or change the direction and course and to see opportunity where there has been perpetual pain in the past. We can also be certain that God will call the past to account, but if we have fallen under the grace of God and allowed Him to be our Lord and Savior, He will bear witness to us that we are saved by grace through faith and that His blood has cleansed us from sin. We might be frustrated and convicted sometimes of our sins, but He gives us a way of escape and hope through the blood and through the mercy of God. His mercy endures from everlasting to everlasting. His grace is sufficient for the day. It is disturbing in that sometimes we have to find ourselves in a place where God convicts us in such a way that we recognize our sins, and yet we've gone on in ignorance and at times have acted out in our lives in a way that is contradictory to the Lord without even considering it. But when we come to take account with God, He ministers and can comfort us and give us strength and to take that which we're convicted of and to see it become that which is an opportunity to change and to see the change produce life and help and strength in our lives and peace with God and others. There's sometimes I've hurt innocent people in my life, not even knowing it. There are times that I've not done things that I should have done, and yet it wasn't bad or anything. However, it wasn't the will of God, and by not doing what I should have done, I found myself betwixt with folks and hurting them. There are things that we do, spoken, unspoken, intended, non-intended, all that have consequences. Don't let it discourage you, but learn from life's little idiosyncrasies. Learn from life's events and take stock in God and allow His Holy Spirit to reveal in you what is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And allow the Lord to minister to you His Holy Spirit and to make amends, see grace, and take the opportunities that we have in life. And as we go forth our daily functions, as we live out and toil in this everyday existence, at our jobs, ministering to our families, living out our lives, let us do it with the joy and satisfaction of knowing that life is a gift of God. He is with us and will never forsake us. And His Spirit will empower us if we give Him an opportunity. When people visit the Genocide Museum in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, they quickly see the extent of suffering some have inflicted on others. They can only hope in the promise of justice given in the teacher's words that God will call the past to account. And there are things in nature that we look at that men and women have done where we say, hey, there's got to be an account. But how God deals out that justice is up to God. And sometimes we don't see the evil that men have done and them being punished for it. But it's not for us to look at that within the framework of humanity's existence and think we can understand it all sometimes. And that through God's eternal purposes and wisdom, He will measure it out. But I do know that through the scriptures, I'm to treat my fellow man well. I'm to minister and bless those in the kingdom of God. And my actions need to be right and upstanding. And to the best of my ability, to mete out love and to share with this generation the power of God, His grace, and His mercy. Let us show forth Jesus' love each and every day. Let us bear the gift of God that has been given to us, the love of Christ, and let that love bear witness with others, and let us show forth through our daily living that as we plant every little seed in life and invest every single opportunity with Him, that something good is going to happen in our lives and for the benefit of others, and that folks will enjoy being around about us, even find satisfaction in our company, because we have honored God and we bless our fellow men. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for the study today. Thank You, Lord, that You minister and You give us what we have need of for food and drink. And there are times we're more blessed than others in that regard or with our daily living and resources. But God, in the midst of it all, help us to take stock and have wisdom considering work, home, and our endeavors of life. And to be able to use wisely the tools You've given us. Use the resources You've given us with the ability of which to invest properly and to hold back and to not do those things that bring forth harm or discredit and can hinder us. Let's not indulge in the things of the flesh that keep us from Your righteousness or impede us from the power of God and Your blessing. Now pray, O God, help me to love those I need to love, minister to those I need to minister to, and strengthen those who I need to strengthen. And God, let me not be selfish in what I do, but to give all in the name of the Lord. Lord, I thank You that You blessed my life so many times. And even when I think that I have fallen short or things are not the way I think they should be, I have to remember there were those in the scripture who felt the same way and had lost a lot, and yet were still trying to honor God and were fine with God, but yet had their doubts. And in my life, I sometimes have those doubts, and I have made those mistakes that are contrary to God. And I only pray that through the mercy of God, through the pendulum of time and space, that Your Holy Spirit will help me to be a blessing and to be a person who honors You, is blessed of God, debts are defeated, grace is seen, opportunities are taken advantage of, and I'm able to minister to those who I love, care for, and have the opportunity to see Your grace be extended in so many ways. I thank You and I praise You, Lord, for this day. Bless my friends and neighbors in the gospel. Bless those who called in today. Bless those who are listening to this word, and let the grace of God be more than enough for them. And show forth Your love in the midst of the mundane of life, in the midst of the toil of life, and let them see the satisfaction that comes from the Lord. And I say thank You, Lord, for the gift of life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I hope that the word was a blessing to you today, and I pray that you learn something new and unique from the scriptures today. God bless you in Jesus' name.